Child, me glad you decide to follow me go dressmaker. Because I want your opinion on a frock which she has designed for me.
I hear you. Just know say the only reason me I follow you is cause me not have nothing else for do.
Really?
School upon break, so me free. By the way, come to think of it. Is what date today?
Today August 27th. I want now.
No, seriously? Today are the 27th?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look about Patricia school things yet?
Tell me is joke you making. You know, start look about her back to school things them yet and them have orientation September 3. Look here, man. Me think you should have turned back and go start out the picnic things them for back to school, cause that more important.
A truth you're talking now. Cause me have couple textbooks for buy and me have to know what me doing concerning that cause.
And me fi tell you, you know, it's the other day me hear the lady from the Ministry of Education talking. What's your name again? I think it's Grace McBean. No, Grace McLean. Yes, Grace, yeah, Grace McLean. Talking about the same thing and how much money parents should have they look for spend. So you have to be careful right now, you know, that you not overspend. Oh, what should I say again?
Our guideline is that parents at the high school level should not be spending more than $12,000 for the purchase of books. Certainly at grade 1 to 3, parents should not be spending more than $6,000.
Remember it like it's only yesterday she said.
Well, I'm glad for the guidance on that. Let me go start out my pinny them school things, you know, before anything else.
All right, my love. Me WhatsApp you later.
No feel no way if me no respond though, cause my data plan up.
The summer holidays are almost over, and before you know it, parents and guardians will be sending their children off to school for another year. So, as a parent or guardian, how do you prepare for back to school? We put this question to some parents, and here's what they told us.
Well, I try to organize. First, I look about the books, go to the bookstore and see that I get all the books or whatever the money can buy. And then the uniform now, examine them if they need new uniform, then I would give them out and, you know, make new uniform and those things.
I always try like a partner, coming on to back to school time, get it in like first week or the second week in August. Then go downtown to get the books and the bag and the shoes and thing. I always walk to get the cheaper price so it can stretch for three of them. Them have go school.
You just put on your money, like you know, on the back to school, you start put on from way out from about say 3 months where I put on. You make sure you put on prepare for the school bill and them thing there and pay for buy the books and all of them thing there. That is back school. I can't wait till exact time if you want to get through that the back to school thing.
My preparation start from as far back as July, you know. So what I do every month, I just try cut back on the unnecessary things then. I do the books and can do my assignments. I do those early and the school fee, so the uniform would be the minor picking up. I'm not putting no excessive spending neither in the uniform. I have 4 and maybe I'll just buy 2 or 3 more.
Well, we know it's a school giving holiday, we have to just take time little when we find ourselves with a little money. You have a lot of people, I don't know why, but they love the last minute. Me don't really believe in that. From you know say school holiday, before school holiday, we supposed to know say boy, take time and buy little. That means say the last minute we not pay our resell.
Last minute preparation is never ever a good thing to do because it doesn't give you enough time to plan, to strategize, to get the best deals. If you do it last minute, you just have to grab and run. If you do it within time, you take your time and you plan. That is how I shop around. That's how I prepare.
Preparations for back to school fall into 2 main categories. There is a physical preparation, which is getting uniforms, shoes, and supplies ready. And then there's a mental preparation, which involves getting yourself and your child in the right frame of mind for the new school year. If you haven't already started preparing, now would be a good time to do so. Remember, last minute preparation does not guarantee the best results.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.